This is a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network. Welcome to the Vintage Homeschool Mom Show. Your host, Felice Gerwitz, is an author, a publisher, and your radio show host. She will encourage, educate, and inspire you with answers to your most pressing questions, from homeschool, marriage, parenting, and much more. Felice loves to equip moms to live a Christian life because every moment counts. Be sure to visit her website at mediaangels.com. And here's your host, Felice Gerwitz.
Hey everyone and welcome. My name is Felice Gerwitz and this is episode 169, Holiday Letdown. And the subtitle is When Your House Feels Like a Bomb Has Gone Off and It's a Day After the Holidays and What to Do. So I'm going to give you a list of do's and don'ts. And I hope that you find this a little bit humorous because I'm hoping to follow this advice as well. I'm recording this obviously earlier than the day after Christmas when my podcast is launching this part of the year. So if you're listening in the archives, this is advice on not how to have the major meltdown or letdown after a big event. So today I want to thank our sponsor, MediaAngels.com, and you can find some great things over there, and the membership site should be going up pretty soon. If you're listening in the archives, it may already be up, as well as the launch of a brand new podcast network. If you have not heard yet, we are launching in January, and it is the ultimate, I'm stuck on homeschool, the Ultimate Christian Radio Network. And so that is going to be launching in January, and there's going to be a lot of great speakers over there. I'm going to be doing a podcast as well. And I hope you'll head over to that network. If you like this one, you're going to love that one as well. It's going to be a lot of great authors and speakers in the Christian world are going to be over there. Okay, that holiday letdown and how to combat that. I'm going to give you some do's and don'ts. This is going to be a super short podcast because I know everybody's busy, but I really felt this was important, again, in prayer and listening to the Lord and having Him direct my topics. They're not necessarily in my expertise wheelhouse, so I always like to do a disclaimer and just say, I don't know, I prayed and this is what the Lord gave me, especially when I realized this podcast was going to air the day after Christmas. So there's always this little letdown after the holidays. And sometimes for some people, it actually happens on Christmas Day. It happens when a child maybe hasn't gotten something that they asked for. We never did do the Santa thing. There was nobody to blame if they didn't get something that they wanted. And so, you know, there have been times when I've had to tell my children, look, money is tight. There have been other times when money has not necessarily been tight, but we've decided that, you know, our kids have too many things. This year for Christmas, my daughter and I talked about it, the one who has all the little kids. And we decided, since grandma's love language is let me bake you something or buy you something, that I was going to buy the children each one gift, and it was all going to be the same thing from the 10-year-old down to the 2-year-old. And so that's what I ended up doing, and, you know, it worked out great, or will hopefully work out great, because like I said, I'm recording this ahead of time. You know, we have this perceived idea or ideal of what Christmas is going to be. And so sometimes we're watching all of these movies on television or reading these amazing books of these amazing Christmases and then find out that, you know, everything that could happen did happen, from, you know, flat tires and people not getting there on time to burning certain aspects of food, or in my case, at Thanksgiving time, leaving the, you know, the sweet potato casserole in the refrigerator and forgetting to pull it out and eating sweet potato casserole for a week afterwards. You know, there's always something that's going to happen. So we can either let it get us down or just praise God and move on. And so I wanted to give you a list of do's and don'ts so that your holiday will have less letdown and more praise. So we're going to take a quick commercial break and we'll be right back and I'll share some of those with you. My name is Felice Gerwitz and I want to introduce you to my publishing company, Media Angels. I have a heart for homeschool families, and since 1994, I have poured my efforts into creating curriculum to support teaching science, especially from a creationist worldview to the homeschool community. My curriculum was selected by Kathy Duffy in her 101 Top Homeschool Picks. Another labor of love is a three-book novel series specifically for homeschoolers with a creation focus, the Truth Seekers Mystery Series that I co-authored with my daughter Christina. Media Angels represents uncompromising quality, not only with books, but with an online homeschool convention and this ultimate homeschool radio network with amazing show hosts. Along with books, Media Angels has produced an American history and an American government video series, as well as a family Bible study, Homeschooling with Proverbs. It has been my pleasure to mentor countless homeschool families and missionaries worldwide. I also enjoy mentoring aspiring authors with one-on-one coaching and the Information in a Nutshell series. If we haven't met, please reach out. I'd love to help you on your homeschooling journey, or if you have a book, help you getting that into print. I can be found on social media and look forward to meeting you. You can reach me at mediaangels.com. Thanks so much and hope to meet you soon. Hi, everyone, and welcome back. Today we are talking about the holiday letdown, and this is podcast 169. And you can find the show notes at vintagehomeschoolmoms.com. Look for holiday letdown or podcast 169. Okay, the do's and don'ts. Number one, you do not have to clean up everything. I have family that comes over at Christmas time. And I've had family who likes to start doing the dishes before the last person has been served from the buffet line because they get in there quickly and start eating fast before everyone else can get their food. And we have to do buffet because there are too many of us. And so that makes everything feel rushed. And so that's one thing I would highly recommend against. And one year, actually this year for Thanksgiving, and I did this in years past, we would use paper plates. So we still will use paper plates for the little kids, but I have my beautiful clear glass dishes with the imprinted Christmas pattern on it that I will use for the adults. But even so, they fit very nicely in the dishwasher, and I am doing a lot of disposables this year for all of those things, like the main casseroles and things like that, that I tend to use my nice glass dishes, and then we're in the kitchen for hours. So that's one of the things after the holidays and after the meal, you know, don't spend a ton of time immediately cleaning up. Yes, I know the food needs to get put away. Because you don't want to get sick, but a lot of you live up north where it's cold, and those of us that live in Florida have to worry, or, you know, warm climates have to worry more about getting some food put away. But you don't have to clean everything up or put everything away, and I have an amazing sister-in-law and teenage and young adult people around that tend to help at the very end when everybody has gone and we've been sitting around and talking and even maybe have put a movie on or whatever it is that we're doing, you know, out on the deck with the fireplace, a little portable fireplace that we have, and just hanging out. Then we'll come in at the very end and maybe they'll tear down some tables and throw tablecloths in the laundry room. But I'm not going to start doing laundry on Christmas Day, nor even necessarily the next day. What I am going to do is to spend a little bit of time and giving myself some space. I'm going to enjoy my family and friends. I am not running to the store and returning everything needs to go back. I am just going to enjoy and bask in that time of, you know, that lead up to preparing our hearts for the Lord's coming, for getting our hearts, you know, in a place where we can be open to those graces that God can give us and not be so task-oriented that we just completely miss the purpose. And so if you've got family in town, or if you are, hosting an event, just give yourself some time to chill out, and don't immediately start cleaning up everything or putting everything away or going back to the stores and bringing everything back. Believe me, if you wait that week after Christmas and do it in an early afternoon, there isn't going to be anybody in the stores anyway, and you skip all those lines. You know, people ask me, you know, how do you do the Black Friday shopping? And it's just like everything else. You have to learn the system. No, I am not going to do any of the doorbusters and try to get there and fight people for things. But I do know when our outlet malls open, and I do know what time to get there. And there's plenty of parking. There are no lines. And we get in and out with the specific things that we need. And I looked online and saved hundreds of dollars on the two items that I purchased at different places that entire weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, that were much better than anything I found online or on the Cyber Monday sales. I mean, hundreds and hundreds of dollars. And so I was very pleased with the purchases that I made, especially because it was a good deal. That always helps, right? And so, you know, just give yourself some time and some space. Another thing not to do is to immediately launch back into homeschooling. I know I love you guys, and I know as homeschoolers we're thinking, well, the kids are getting in trouble anyway, and they're getting antsy. And so we're just going to, you know, throw in some math here or get some extra reading done. Everybody needs a breather, and if you want to do some sort of homeschooling, do it in the form of a field trip. Either, you know, take the kids to a museum, or, you know, make plans to go visit an aquarium, or go to the beach, or go take a hike on the mountain and look for a specific type of rock, or go sledding. I don't know, you know, whatever you can do and kind of create school and count it as school. You can do that. You have my permission. And that's what I want this podcast to be. You know, as a vintage homeschool mom, a little bit of an older mommy, yes, I'm still homeschooling, you know, as I'm nearing, I call it my Elizabethan years. I want to just give you kind of like the don't do what I did when I was younger. And that is, you know, I immediately wanted my house to go back to the way it was. I wanted everything put away. If it gets put away, great. If that table we set up at Christmas time is still up there a week later, that is okay. You know, as long as nobody's tripping or bumping into it, we can live with it. You know, I want to be able to enjoy my family and my friends and to have that time of fellowship. And as my uncle would say, I had an uncle who died a couple of years ago, and he and his wife couldn't have, my aunt couldn't have kids, and she was my mother's sister. My mother had 8 children in their family. She always said they had 10 children, but only 8 living, because they still counted the 2 that died early on after birth. But my Aunt Betty and my Uncle Tony were an extended family. I was like an extra daughter to them, and they, or a daughter to them before they adopted their 2 girls. And it was my uncle's brother in Italy. His wife died, and so my aunt and uncle adopted 2 of his children and raised them here in the States. And he would come over with a big smile on his face, and he would have, you know, his wad of dollar bills. And when everyone saw Uncle Tony, they would immediately run to him and give him hugs. And he would ask them how old they were. And in $1 bills, he would give them $1 for every age, every year they were. Now, you can imagine how this hit my, you know, German Irish Catholic family in-laws. And it was like they were appalled that this, you know, big Italian man was going around passing out money and telling their children, you know, not to be materialistic and, you know, give Uncle Tony some space and whatever. And years later now, we laugh about it because, as my one sister-in-law said, whenever Uncle Tony walked in, the kids were all happy to see him. And you didn't have to say, go give them a hug. They always ran over and hugged him. And, you know, maybe it was a little bit of a, you know, not necessarily for the right reasons, but the point being that those were things that we might have stressed younger. You know, trying to teach our children manners. You don't just give Uncle Tony a hug because he's giving you money. Uncle Tony, please don't give the kids money. And now it's the idea of that memory that the children laugh about it. They remember it. And my uncle would always say, you are doing a good thing, Felice. You are creating memories for your children. He said that every time he came over for a birthday, where he did the same thing, by the way, with the dollar bills, you know, and of course the present. But that was his love language. That was how he said, I love you. And if we always have to put our, you know, I'm not necessarily beliefs, but, you know, we have to always bring our morality into the picture, we kind of ruin the event. I'm not talking about something amoral here, but I'm just talking about the fact that a lot of times, you know, we might cringe at some of the things, you know, the loud relative that walks in the room, or, you know, there's definitely no inappropriateness that goes on, or not excessive drinking that goes on, or anything that is offensive. It's just that sometimes, you know, we tend to, you know, put our, I'm not explaining it well. I'm not trying, as you can see, this is not scripted, where I would have a list here that I'm going through, but just, I'm just actually sharing what's on my heart. But I guess what I'm saying is, you know, enjoy your family. They're not going to be around forever. All of my mother's brothers and sisters have now gone to be with the Lord. They're all gone. My Uncle Tony was the last one who died 2 years ago. My mother died 18 years ago. I miss her like it was yesterday. And oftentimes, you know, I regret little things that, you know, like we didn't go over to visit enough, or you know, I didn't let her make that one more thing she wanted to make the kids because it was spoiling them. And, you know, now I just remember the words of my uncle when he would say, you're creating those memories. So continue to create those memories even after the holidays. The holiday letdown tends to be from the things that we wish, you know, had happened, and we set ourselves up for failure so many times. We can't have that Hallmark Christmas every single second of our lives, or even at all. And so I just pray, dear friends, that you are able to enjoy this time with your friend, with your friends, with your family, with your children, because your children are going to grow up. And as listeners of Vintage Homeschool Moms, I want to extend you a very, very happy new year. Be on the lookout for some amazing things that are coming around with MediaAngels.com, as well as the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network, as well as the Ultimate Christian Radio Network. And as the Lord continues to give me the ability and the excitement to continue to do his work, I will continue to do it. And I will pray for you, my friends, that you have a very wonderful week before we meet again, and I will see you in the new year. God bless you all. I love you guys. You guys keep me going, your sweet notes and emails, and how you continue to share this podcast as well as the others on this network. God bless. Happy New Year, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Thanks for tuning in to the Vintage Homeschool Mom Show. Visit Felice at MediaAngels.com and TheVintageHomeschoolMoms.com. Vintage Homeschool Moms is a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network.